Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, again, for the opportunity. Yes, for the blessed opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing. Yes, even for the reconciliation of his people. The Most High has told me, yes indeed he's told me, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said I would accrue, yes indeed, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection, yes, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I even must remind you of things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to cause men to forget that from human conscience these truths, if they could, my brothers and sisters, remain forever destroyed. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised, however, unto his salvation, unto the remembrance, yes, my brothers and sisters, of his plan, his purpose. Even his holy covenant, his everlasting word, the Most High's promise, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah must come, even after the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to bring all things to remembrance. Yes, very name having the root word in it, Yasha. He has called, my brothers and sisters, to redeem his people from all their sins. Redeem his people from every partial and polluted intrusion after the constraints of a multitude of Gentile nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, after every fallen constraint among the nations, he comes to deliver his people that they might again be made a strong people and even they might be made one. I welcome you to the show. Again, my name is Edemiah. Again, I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is time we understand that as Yah is one, so must his people also be one. The Most High has told me directly that though men may call themselves whatever they will after some intimation of saying that they have sought after holiness, they have sought after the plan of the Most High, whatever title men say that they have used after an intimation of walking after the conscience of the Most High. Our brothers and sisters, if we look around us and we compromise that title by placing a multitude of differing ideals under its supposed umbrella, then my brothers and sisters, all who would do this have already cursed rather than blessed the Holy Name. Let me repeat that again. Have cursed, blasphemed, insulted the Holy Name rather than, my brothers and sisters, honored it. Scriptures say Messiah comes directly for the purpose. Isaiah 42, because Most High looked and saw none who said restore. Therefore he must magnify the law and make it honorable. Scripture says when Messiah sent forth the word of the gospel word was, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. I said, go forth and teach all nations everything he has commanded, baptizing the nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about after the title and authority, the sovereign authority of the one Most High? You can't have a multitude of people, my brothers and sisters, claiming to be the people of the Most High, claiming to be the people of the Holy Name, under a multitude of other allegiances contending against one another. Contending, my brothers and sisters, after an allegiance to some short-sighted, varied, worldly, divide-and-conquer consciousness of those who would blaspheme and insult the higher righteousness of Yah simply because they have established misrepresentations, idolatries, hypocrisies, words of mockery, doctrinal mockeries, my brothers and sisters, against the perfect will of one. We are first commanded, first command, once the first command, hey, we have no other gods before him, no other fallen standard, my brothers and sisters, no fallen standard should we exalt against the greater righteousness of who he is. Every lie, every half-truth, every hasty conclusion that men come stagnant to exalt is an obstacle against men discerning the greater dimension of truth. And every one of these, every single one of them, wherever men have believed that a fallen standard is viable, my brothers and sisters, men have been in bondage, in bondage, in bondage, in bondage, even damned, divided, under sinful misallegiances, my brothers and sisters, after those who compel men to believe that after such short-sightedness, that men have been what the Most High call sufficient and worthy unto the holy name? Men under a multitude of different allegiances, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, claiming, my brothers and sisters, to be the people of the Most High, and every one of them. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, but nevertheless contending on doctrinal issues and refusing to admit what the scriptures have had to say. I said refusing to admit what the scriptures have had to say. For instance, in 1 Corinthians, if it says, as long as there's strife and divisions among us, we're still functioning carnally. We walk according to the flesh, which simply sees wives according to the short-sightedness of the flesh. The desire to be soothsayed and flattered after the flesh, not realizing what the scriptures have to say, and that the scriptures have said that for all that Yah has revealed, it has not been enough for men to know Yah. How about not been enough for men to know Yah as one? So the Most High sent His Spirit to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, reproving all false doctrine. My brothers and sisters, what does this mean then? But then men must all seek a pure and perfect word. The pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters, is the sovereignty from above. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is a fallen standard. The Apostle Shaul himself said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty. How about falling short? But he said, I might not be right in this. For he said, my judge is the Most High. He said, none should consider the apostles if they were lords over the faith. Like I said, he said, he knows nothing of which he is guilty, he said. But he might not be right in this, for his judge, he said, is the Most High. Even Messiah, brothers and sisters, who comes to reveal the hidden things, bring to attention, bring again to consideration the hidden things that men have not considered. Isaiah 44, going into 45, says, unto Messiah shall be revealed the hidden things, the treasures that are hidden in the secret places, things the rulers have sought to hide, that they might expose their treachery, that all may know from the rising of the sun to the west, and polytheist west, my brothers and sisters, still hasn't accepted. Hey, and because they didn't accept in their infiltrations into the east, a whole world, my brothers and sisters, is in bondage to a multitude of different rulers, all to claim, proclaiming a different, partial, and perverse standard, beguiling the masses, my brothers and sisters, to think that everyone is sufficient in his allegiance to those who are not the King of Kings, who are not Shiloh. And in so doing, maybe you need to understand what I mean by Shiloh in Genesis 49:10. Him unto whom the Most High has declared that the gathering of the people shall be. And in that men have trusted that they were sufficient under others. Brothers and sisters, this has not been the goal of the faith. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there has been a fall from it. For the faith was and is, for those who understand what it is, the aspirations and dreams of the ancient Hebrew fathers, was always for him who would come to reprove all the nations beyond all their anomalies, beyond all their differences, beyond all their partiality, beyond all their perversions, that men indeed, in revering him who is called Shiloh, revere the holy name, even the authority and the sovereignty of the Most High, as he is, because the scripture says when he reveals those things that men have not considered, So in 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, so when he reveals those things men have not considered, then shall men, beyond those who have slighted the conscience of mankind, then shall every man know how to praise Yah. What's the scripture say? The scripture says that the humanity that awakens will say that other lords have had dominion over us. Yes, they've hidden the truth. Scripture says, yea, truth is hidden, understanding is departed from the mind. The Most High looked upon men and saw none righteous, no righteous one, no, not one. When he restores to the earth, when he raises up again a righteous one from among his people, who will be willing to hear? For indeed, my brothers and sisters, those who have been flattered to believe that unrighteousness preferred is salvation, need to go back and listen to 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter, particularly 2, 1 through 7 through 12. It says, those who prefer unrighteousness shall be damned. But the scriptures say the time comes when those who awaken, humble enough to admit that there must have been forgotten, there must be remembered. He said, they will say that other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee, even unto Yah himself alone, will they make mention of his name. Why and how shall they do this? Isaiah 26 makes it very, very plain. It's because of the coming of a righteous one, unto whom the people shall petition. O upright one, how about righteous one? Isaiah 26 and 7. Make our paths straight and level. Oh, but because the Most High has made the path straight before him to see the truth, that he may open the eyes of the blind. This is the one the Most High sends to preach the truth, the gospel. This is the righteous one for whom the scriptures say, this is our holy one for whom we have waited. Isaiah 25, holy one for whom we have waited. We'll rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. How about rejoiced? How about made one? How about healed as a strong people again in his salvation? Yes, my brothers and sisters, for the salvation of man is not in men having words after an inconjunct conscience, but understand the word line upon line, precept upon precept, to understand not only what is said, but the implications thereof. The day comes, my brothers and sisters, that men will be asked a question when they hear the word of the Most High, even hearing the word of the Messiah himself. Isaiah 28 says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? For his word is line upon line, precept upon precept. So who will understand him whose statements are the result, my brothers and sisters, yes, of many, many magnificent truths integrated together to discern, my brothers and sisters, as I said, not only why these things are said, what is said, if you will, but why. Why completely unto the purpose of the Most High, even the purpose, my brothers and sisters, of the Holy One of Israel, made complete. For the Most High has told me that he will continue to strive for the cause of his people Israel until, and that means, my brothers and sisters, all that he has promised, is brought to bear, we ought to continue to look. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, until we see everything that he has promised brought to bear, we ought to continue to look. His word, his promise, his purpose, what appeases him will not return to him void. And it's obvious for those who understand the truth that discerning what the Most High did in Eden is what he wants for his people. I repeat, what the Most High did in Eden in creating such beauty is what he has desired for his people, and what the Most High intended from the beginning is what Yah has desired for those who will be faithful unto him. But his man's, my brothers and sisters, lack of cooperation, desire, every man's desire to rule rather than accepting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, that has divided the people not to be able to cooperate, divided men after the multitude of diverse misunderstanding, misallegiances. Yes, my brothers and sisters, self-righteousness and selfish ambition has been a tremendous obstacle against good things coming to pass on earth according to plan. For the Most High will not be pleased. I repeat, the Most High will not be pleased until men are ready to receive his gift. I said, until men are truly ready to receive his gift. For the greatest gift of the Most High is a law, a common standard by which he may be revered, that men may learn again how in righteousness to cooperate, how unto righteousness all that is divine will love, and trust. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters? Who will discern the reality? Have we forgotten the gospel struggle? Messiah said, I hope, pray, and you will hear it. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations. Did you hear me? He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He is the word, the precepts, the purpose of Yah, as decreed from the beginning. He didn't say, go forth and teach the nations that have fallen away from the truth anything less than what was necessary for all to be restored to initial purpose for which man was made. He said, teach all nations everything for all the prophets, according to 1 Kether, Peter 1:10 through 11, spoke according to all. You hear me, my brothers and sisters? All things that they spoke were spoken after the spirit of the Messiah, even the Kurdi. I pray you will understand what I mean by that. That was ending. For it is written concerning the one called the Kurdi, the one called Shiloh, in Isaiah 44:20-45:6, all the way out to 46:13. One who will decide relative to whether men are willing to remember all things, whether they have been man or beast. The scriptures talk about the one, my brothers and sisters, who comes, Son of Righteousness will arise, Malachi 4:2. Hey, who will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. He is the same one the scriptures speak of in Revelation 2:6-3:6, saying out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword with which he shall smite the nations, Revelation 19:11-21, smiting, my brothers and sisters, all those who don't seek the purity of a perfect word. For my brothers and sisters, how shall men say they worship Yah when they desire him to be yet somehow less than the perfection that he is? Remember, Second Timothy, second chapter. Today, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot deny himself. He cannot deny his word. And before he deny his word, he would deny us, even all the misimaginations of men. Therefore, we must study to show ourselves approved. Hey, approved to all that he, according to all that he has spoken. As workmen that need not be reproved. Yes, my brothers and sisters, fully furnished unto all good works. According to all the prophets have said, will be the requirement of man in the appearing of the Son of Man, who will reprove all the rulers, all the pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, wherever it is. I said wherever it is, wherever it is, wherever it is. That they have not taught the fullness of what the Most High has foretold. The gospel struggle, what is it? My brothers and sisters, many have talked about what they call the triumph of the West. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the polytheist demon has indeed conquered the world if men don't wake up and realize that a polytheist misrepresentation that has said that men have been converted. What? Converted? Not seeking that a whole world be made one according to the conscience that is from on high? The gospel struggle is that the whole world be restored to that which the Most High declared from the beginning. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no nation on this earth is true to that beginning. For that purpose, Messiah must come. Said, who is there among you who can declare these things? Expose these things when men have spoken in the name of the Most High, or made vows in the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Who is it that comes, my brothers and sisters, that will say he comes to show man the way that he should go, that he might transcend this confusion of Babylonish nations refusing to reason as one? The one that comes forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I to show you the way that you should go. And now the Most High sent me with his spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that reproves all unrighteousness, every fallen standard, every misallegiance, every faulty controlling bodies of knowledge, and body of knowledge has controlled the minds of men not to seek genuine freedom and access to all that would make the people of Yah one according to all the truth that has been believed by the faithful, the truly faithful, unto the fruition of divine purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the beginning of the world, Messiah comes, the scripture says, for the restitution, the remembrance, the restoration of all things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to prove the Most High intended what he has intended, he will bring to pass. Acts 3:18-23, saying all that he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, that testimony, that reckoning concerning all things, where the scripture says, bind all the testimony, seal all the law. Whoever will not hearken to that word, the scripture says, is cut off from among his people. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who desire to see, who love the prospect of perceiving, my brothers and sisters, all that the Most High has spoken, at last on this earth revealed. Even his righteousness, his plan, his expectation revealed, knowing that the Most High does not reveal such magnificent glory that men not attain it, but that as a loving father, my brothers and sisters, he will help to attain this conscience of people, my brothers and sisters, that will be true to his name. I said true to his name, his authority, his sovereignty, his honor. My brothers and sisters, an oath under anything less is a false oath. An oath under anything else, my brothers and sisters, is an oath unto failure. The scripture says there's much that must be remembered in these last days. And the kingdom of Yah cannot be manifest until those truths that humanity has forgotten, has not discerned collectively how they work together. Till those things, my brothers and sisters, are again discerned to mind. As the scripture said, Messiah will come as the word of Yah. To speak a word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Shall it be, my brothers and sisters, that men will find, yes, it is true, that men will find that when one comes to speak a word relative to the collaboration of so much intense truth, that most, my brothers and sisters, will not prepare to understand it. In the book of Enoch, it says, blessed are you who can comprehend the elect one. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, he speaks a word relative to so much truth that the world for a long time has refused to remember. A word, my brothers and sisters, that a world for a long time has refused to know. What is the gospel struggle, my brothers and sisters? The Western polytheist mind, a polytheist mind, period, compel men to believe that, that there's been a triumph, a victory attained, while still yet men are blinded after a multitude of fallen ideals and constraints. The covering, the scripture says, the veil that is over all the nations, whereby men have trusted in a multitude of diverse rulers that are not true to the will of one. That, my brothers and sisters, is not the victory. If any man believes that a multitude of pluralist ideals are true to the will of one, they have profaned the name of the Most High. And the Most High told me, quite frankly, no man is a disciple unto the Most High. I repeat, no man is a disciple unto the Most High. In fact, man, my brothers and sisters, are fools who believe that the multitude of contradictions that we see in the world today are the result of the unction of his spirit. Most High told me directly, my brothers and sisters, either listen to him or someone will make a fool of you. I repeat, either listen to him or someone will make a fool of you. What do you think it means? The scripture says the Most High looked upon men, saw none righteous, no, not one, no righteous one. None discerning how much more they need to seek Yah. Therefore, being devoured by evildoers, my brothers and sisters, and hypocrites who devour my people like bread. Hey, my brothers and sisters, like a loaf that is eaten before it is baked, because the people never become, after a multitude of diverse standards, partial and perverse, the fullness of what is divine intent, not after a deceitful matrix, my brothers and sisters, that we live in. I said, not after a deceitful matrix that we live in, that will never tell you the whole truth. That's the nature of a liar. Hey, seeing the people on a faulty foundation, we never tell them all that is necessary, they stand upright. Seeing the people already on a faulty foundation, my brothers and sisters, never telling the people the whole truth necessary that they at last are free and no longer exploited. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters, though, by those who tell you just pieces and parts. My brothers and sisters, how shall you know how much more you need unless you're willing to ask the Most High. I remember a very fervent prayer. And I remember speaking to the Most High from the very beginning upon awakening. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know to be a blessing to you and to your people. But Father, you know. I don't know what's been stuck in my head. It's an obstacle against me understanding. But Father, you know. And I know that if you don't tell me, if you don't open my eyes to see, I won't know. We must, my brothers and sisters, be prepared to humble ourselves, knowing that only ones whose conscience is beyond the stagnations of a multitude of contradictions and contentions in this world, only his conscience, my brothers and sisters, is our deliverance. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And before he said that, he said, I am not of this world. I'm from above and not from below, not of the contentions of man. And he said, unless man believe that he is the one that he sends with a word from above that is not despoiled after the perversions of man. He said, men will die in their sins. Never understanding that their allegiance, my brothers and sisters, had been to those who kept them in bondage. Never telling them the whole truth. In fact, Isaiah 14 talks about the rulers, the wicked, who compel men not to discern the iniquity of their ways, who keep their iniquities, their injustices, a mystery to them. It says they smote the people without mercy, without pity. They smote the people, my brothers and sisters, leaving them without instruction. Robbers, my brothers and sisters, because the lips of a priest, a leader, must keep knowledge. And the scripture says the Most High will humiliate all those, my brothers and sisters, who flattered the people. Treacherous, causing them to be treacherous, brother against brother, because they refused to accept the fullness of what the Most High called the covenant. Believe me, the Most High has declared the fullness of his word, the fullness of his word according to all that he has declared as being what is necessary that the people have peace. In fact, the Hebrew word for peace relates completion. Therefore, those not willing to seek the fullness of this word, that all might agree in all things in the Most High, who would twist the meanings of words. These, my brothers and sisters, are not, I repeat, are not allies, but still yet enemies. Those whose words, whether they know that their awareness is weak or not, who still speak the words of the adversary, the words of those who compel men to become hasty in their judgment, not seeking all things. Brothers and sisters, no man serves Yah, I repeat, no man serves Yah according to what will transcend that sharp two-edged sword that will discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, both those who claim to be desirous for righteousness and those who do not, still yet declaring a point. Because, my brothers and sisters, only those who wish to see the point that does not miss the mark. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will be counted true to the holy name. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who are unwilling to admit how much still yet needs to be remembered? In a world of so many divisions, unwilling, what are those who are still unwilling to admit how much needs to be remembered? Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it is man's forgetfulness and his irreverence and his blasphemies that divide the world. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who rather believe a deceiver than recognize how they've been deceived not to perceive? What are those, my brothers and sisters, woe upon those? I pray you will hear me, my brothers and sisters. I pray you will hear me and hear me well. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who will not admit to the truth because they don't want to look foolish before men. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, either man will admit to the truth, be kind of wise, or in refusing to do so and having the chance will look like the biggest of fools. Most High told my brothers and sisters, either we listen to him or we be certainly, my brothers and sisters, made fools. Most High told me, however, there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Oh, did I say it? Yes, I did. I asked him one time, what is his definition of a fool, he said, anyone who will stand against him, well, I tell you, he is all his word. He said, he does not deny himself. He is wise. So must be his people, wise enough to know you can't box with Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He told me directly after I asked him, What is the definition of a fool? And he told me, anybody who would stand against him. And I quickly knew this, began to check myself. Yes, indeed. Petitioning him that, let's just say, I'd not be found among those counted in that wayward category. But after he stunned me with that statement, because I'm going to tell you, it buckled my knees. Yes, indeed. It buckled my knees, and all I could do was raise my hands, say, yes, Father. And after he told me that, he said, but there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. He said, there are some, no matter how much evidence you can bring to them, and no matter how much they fall short in their efforts, while walking in an errant path, no matter how much you show them concerning the truth, if they wish to exalt the chains that they have created, as a dimension of truth that they will never wish to see. And no matter how much evidence proves them foolish in so many ways, false, foolish, fallen short in their discretion, in their contemplation, fallen short of giving all things consideration necessary to be called wise. Hey, they will still choose to believe a lie. Such as these, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has called without question damn fools, because they will never, in accepting the truth, repent to transcend the breach. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the breaches of affliction. Misconceit. They will never transcend the misconceit. They will never be part of the holy name. What does Scripture say in Isaiah 48? Men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, but for his holy name's sake, my brothers and sisters, that men be called true to him. He must refine his people. Scripture says the remnant of Israel was remnant of Israel. And then Zephaniah 3 says, will speak no lies, do no iniquity. The remnant of Israel, he said, will speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to harm, none to dissuade. I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who is there among the people who will be the vessel of the Most High, the chosen ally of the Most High, to declare that standard that all must adhere to? I know what is written in Acts 3:18-23. Scripture says he will send Yeshua. As Moshe said, the Most High will raise a prophet among your brethren. Shall hearken to him and all he shall say unto you. That prophet, my brothers and sisters, brings to remembrance, even brings about a reckoning according to all the Most High said by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that prophet, Scripture said, be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, shall men continue in the iniquity, under the iniquity of those who refuse to hear the greater truth and expect to be favored? The Scripture says this iniquity, refusing to hear the greater instruction of the Most High. I'm talking about Isaiah 30. Woe to those who take counsel but not from him. He said those who prefer unrighteousness, who prefer not to hear the greater truth when the Most High sends it forth. The Scripture says they shall be broken without pity. Unclean vessels, broken without pity, like unclean potter's vessels. That my brothers and sisters must be broken, that there finally be a healing. Think about what he did before in the day of the Noah, in the days of the Noahic flood. All the voices that would not hearken the truth, he destroyed. And my brothers and sisters, the Scripture talks about a great day of judgment in which he will complete what he sought before. The world must be purged unto peace. No more dissenting voices. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what it means when the Scripture says that all those who refuse to let go of the lie will be broken like an unclean potter's vessel, broken without pity, so there should not even be in the midst a piece of a pot big enough to take water from a cistern. That which will not be cleansed, my brothers and sisters, to preserve what is good, will not be preserved at all. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern the truth. It's time that we discern, indeed, what is the purpose and the plan of the Most High Yah for the blessing the reconciliation, the healing, the salvation, the peace of this world. Because man cannot hold to his rebellious heart. I said man cannot hold to his rebellious heart. Cannot hold on to his foolish pride. The scripture says if you walk according to the flesh that contends against the righteousness of Yah, that contends against the law of the Most High, the scripture says if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. But if you subdue the flesh by the Spirit, choose to reason. Reason according to the mind that he gives by his Spirit. He said you have a chance to live. He said, come let us reason together. I didn't say according to the fallen conscience of man. I didn't say according to the forgetfulness of man. I didn't say according to the fallen nature of this present conscience, of this present generation. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, come let us reason together. Messiah will come to ask and petition the world, offering the hope of salvation. Come let us reason together with him. See, if we do this, all forsaking whatever fallen standards we have trusted before, all the misallegiances after those who teach partial and perverse standards. Because yes, my brother says, he's going to bring some things that must be remembered. When he comes saying, come remember, come reason together concerning all these things, if we hearken and say we will eat of the good of the land, but if we resist, the scriptures tell us in advance already, we'll be delivered to the sword, to be cut off. For this the Most High has spoken. In fact, this the Most High has purposed. And this the Most High has promised. There must be peace on this earth, meaning that every dissenting voice must be silenced. Blessed are they who will understand that it is a blessing when we hear and are willing to understand the word that says whatever the law of the Most High says. It says to those who have fallen short after the flaw, the false standards of men, fallen short of his divine glory, fallen short of his invariant word. Fallen, what are those then who, my brothers and sisters, have fallen after a multitude of partialities? Hey, the sin of a multitude of worldly misruling entities, misruling leaders. So whatever the law of the Most High says, whatever the sovereign king says, it is said to those who have fallen under lesser rule, false rule, that every man and every mouth might be silenced. Remember the scripture says when the Most High sends Messiah is because he saw no righteous one. When he sends the righteous one, my brothers and sisters, then to every mouth, every false word, every hasty conclusion, every presumptuous word of man be silenced, shut. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. And then, my brothers and sisters, shall every man in knowing his guilt before Yah know how to repent and believe indeed. What is the gospel? That word, my brothers and sisters, that nothing, nothing, nothing after the filth and misimaginations of man can taint that men, my brothers and sisters, to sway the mind of the Most High? Absolutely not. If the whole world, my brothers and sisters, is deceived not to discern what is that pure, perfect word of the kingdom, Yah will still yet be true. Men, my brothers and sisters, may dissuade men. Men might be impressed by the shallow-mindedness of men. My brothers and sisters, shallow-mindedness is not what men were created for. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, those who exalt the self-conceited, self-righteous, prideful heart, my brothers and sisters, are abominations with those who also would not be shapen after the mind of Yah. Scripture says, well, whoever is prideful, he calls an abomination. For those who are prideful after their own ways will not be shapen to know his. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will comprehend, according to Isaiah 41:21, what has been the initial purpose of Yah, what has been his plan, that they might discern beyond all the anomalies and aberrant thinking of this present age, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, they might attain the victory in discerning the truth, that a whole world will cause men to never, if they could, remember. Time, we understand that until we remember all these things, that we will always to hold on, never to hold on to, never to forget. Only when we remember these things, my brothers and sisters, will it be said that we have heard the gospel, that we might truly serve Yah. The gospel, as I've said so many times in this show, is a word, my brothers and sisters, that in its fullness, only the King himself, restores. For the gospel is the word of his kingdom, and not the miscreant, short-sighted, fallen purpose of any other. Time we realize the truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, time we start to look at things from a collective vantage point. Many things I began to speak about on last evening. I'd like to speak about some of those things a bit more. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand, all the prophecies relate that whenever Messiah has appeared, it has been unto a restoration. Why do you think 2,000 years ago he said, because of the sacrifice of his blood, petitioning for the cause of mankind, even all Israel, restored as one. He said he would go, as he goes to the Father, he said if he did not go to the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would not come. What does the Holy Spirit do? Teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, be a witness and a testifier of him, even a word from on high, not tainted after the misimaginings and misconceits of men. The word, my brothers and sisters, that he said would be preached not only in Jerusalem and Judea, but in Samaria and even the uttermost parts of the world. One word, one plan, one purpose, one expectation. But men, my brothers and sisters, have a multitude of different ideas. The scripture says, if any man preach any other so-called word and call it the gospel, let him be accursed. I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that means that the world is in a very horrid situation today. I want you to understand, it's not by the grace of Yah that many have believed in a multitude of contradicting standards. I said it's not after the grace nor the gift of the Holy Spirit that men have believed in a multitude of contradicting standards have been truly appeasing unto the Most High. I look at all the daggum congregations that I see and some of the multinational, if you will, or let's just say multi-denominational congregations I see out here. People from, sometimes you look on the so-called boob tube. Yeah, very little on it. Very little rational on it. And I look around and I see people of all kind of different denominations and beliefs. The same congregations. Do they seek a pure and perfect word? After all the Most High has said, if they did, my brothers and sisters, if they all did, everybody be asking that pastor, why is there so much you haven't taught us? But the only way people of so many diverse ideas can come together is that they're willing to compromise the will of one. And that, my brothers and sisters, since Yah is one, is a blasphemy, is an insult. And yet in their praise, sanctioning all their differences as if they were wise, they have not discerned that they have cursed the holy name rather than blessed it. Isn't it time we discern better? Remember one time leaving the house, the last thing I saw, I had to turn on one of these so-called religious channels. And the people were saying before they left out, let us glorify him. Oh, people in there from all kind of different beliefs. My brothers and sisters, the glory of Yah is an invariant word. The light of the Most High is an invariant word, having no variableness, nor shadow of changing. It is true to all the Most High declared from the beginning. Have they, the people there, any clue? Wouldn't surprise me if a whole lot of folks that I saw in that congregation are right now celebrating Mardi Gras. Pagan, my brothers and sisters, to the core. You need to ask the question why Mardi Gras, they call Fat Tuesday, is always 40 days for this pagan Easter. There's a connection. But my brothers and sisters, the connection understood may cause the man to realize that what they call Easter is not the holiest day of the year. In fact, it has nothing to do with holiness. It has to do with the compromises of the heathen. If I told you all the reasons why, my brothers and sisters, after the orgiastic frivolities, carnival, bacchanalia, I said orgies and stuff that they had around what they called the goddess of the dawn ceremony to the goddess called Easter. You need to ask the question why 9 months later, 9 months after Easter comes the time they call Christmas. And the birth of these, the fashion, so-called birth of these, nobody knows who the daddy is, sons of Yah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, December 25th, the idea that it's the birth of the Messiah is a total myth. There's an article on my website. Let me go and put this up right quick. Article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com. An article called Bacchanalia, or let's just say Bacchus Connection. HiddenGospel.com, HiddenGospel.com/BACCUS, /BACCUS, /CONNECTION. It is in as we speak. It is in the chat. Another article you might find quite interesting. I'll put it up there too. Face and rebuke the onslaught of all these heathenisms while the opportunity remains to do so. An article called The Economic Significance of Xmas. X-MAS-economics. Understand, my brothers and sisters, why it is that to this day, find it amazing how most have even considered. How is December Deca, the 12th month? How is November Nueve? How's that the 11th month? How's October the 10th month? September 7th. How is that the 9th month, my brothers and sisters? You ever stop to consider that they've done something kind of squirrely? Try to throw people off? Well, I can just tell you for right now, I got a lot more to talk about. Hopefully I've spurred some people's curiosity. But my brothers and sisters, we're going to have to understand, as I said before, the hope of the gospel is a complete conversion of the world, complete redemption of the world after the will of one. And that, my brothers and sisters, declares one king, one Shashan Shahe, one king of kings, one Shiloh, even the one, my brothers and sisters, that the early church, they're not called by the Greco-Roman title, Christ. They're called the Purity. That, too, is on my website, HiddenGospel.com. Tells you where you can find these things. Just like the one called the King of the Medes, we call the Mahdi, because Medes is Mahdi. So the one, my brothers and sisters, is King of the Kurds. The very genetic haplotype from which we find, yes, those are called the Jews. Look it up sometime. Abraham was a Kurd. The one who is the tribal lord of the Kurds, the faithful sons of Noah. It's called the Kurdi. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it was promised that the one who is to restore the conscience of man back to what was intended from the beginning after the pristine thoughts, the Most High gives, was called the Kurdi. Not the Christ, the Kurdi. The faith is not called Christianity, but it was called Kurdishanya. Kur, sun, tis, rise, Shah, king. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. Please understand the truth that the Most High will have the hearts of men today to remember. Because many gave their lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters, many were willing to martyr their lives because they held to that hope. When it was asked of Messiah, or let's just say Messiah asked his people, who do you say that I am? And the answer was, I say you are the what? The answer was, I say you are the Kurdi, the son of the living Yah. They asked him, are you a king? Those who were persecuting asked him, are you a king? Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. It wasn't just asking, was he a king? They were asking, was he the Kurdi? Was he the expected king, the son of the blessed one? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that every prophecy in the Bible speaking of the coming of the Messiah and the Savior all point to the same one. And all the prophets say concerning him, my brothers and sisters, the world today, this very day, is not fully absorbed and not to understand what the Messiah meant when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one called the root of David, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says in Jeremiah, the Most High will raise up unto David a righteous branch, the word for branch, the word for sunrise, the word for the one who bore the title King of the East, morning star, the one who cast out all the darkness, comes suddenly like the sun to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, declare a new day of light rather than darkness, my brothers and sisters. Have they told you who Messiah said that he is in Revelation 22:16, when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? If they didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, then all that was inclusive according to all the prophets and that expectation, then they have not taught you the gospel. If they didn't teach you all that was understood by the early church with regard to that expectation of the common knowledge of the saints, my brothers and sisters, they have not taught you the gospel. Shall men say that because they have forgotten that there's no need to remember? Have men forgotten, my brothers and sisters, what was the dreams and the aspirations of our ancient Hebrew fathers? Shall it be that the ancient dream, aspiration, zeal, and love of our ancient fathers has become of little consequence to so many today because they say they have forgotten? Forgotten? Hasn't the scripture say the Messiah must come, that there'll be a restoration? Even restoring the hearts, the ancient zeal and convictions and aspirations of the father to the children. And it said, this must happen before there shall come the peace of the Most High. When it says the day of the Most High, let me tell you something. It's going to be a day of wrath that's going to make a world realize that it can't survive unless it awakens to the truth. When it talks about awakening to the day of the Most High, it's talking about a day, my brothers and sisters, in which the Most High alone should be exalted. It's talking about a day, my brothers and sisters, which the stone which the builders have refused must become the chief stone of the corner, in which all the truth that men have refused to acknowledge must be awakened to again. And that, my brothers and sisters, that glory, that absolution, Scripture says, will one day become a marvelous and wonderful thing in our eyes, something that men had not perceived how it shall be. But the Most High declared a plan. Why have the rulers not told you? I said he has declared a plan. Why have the rulers not told you? Why have they not told you about the one called Shiloh, the Shashan Shah? Why have they not told you about the one called, the King of the East, the King of the Medes, before whom the scripture says Babylon should fall once and for all? Why did they tell you why the scripture says he come not once, twice, but three times? Because they have to tell you what he came to do, the time he came for 2,000 years ago, about 2,600 years ago. That you would not have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you come out from the foolishness of Babylon and all these diverse nations to talk about deliverance before you can even talk about peace, before you can talk about oneness with the Most High. But they turned around and told folks that Messiah came 2,000 years ago as if it wasn't a restoration then. Scripture says the Holy Spirit comes to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. It was a remembrance. It was a restoration. It was a restoration of a covenant. The book of Jeremiah, that they talk about in the 30th and 31st chapter, they talk about a new covenant. The word there is actually renewal or restoration. Scripture says he's going to bring his people back from all the nations where they have been scattered. In fact, it says he's going to make a full end of all the nations where his people have been scattered. It means he's going to make a full end of all the social coalescences, political, social, and pseudo-religious ideals that have made these nations. on faulty foundation. He's going to destroy them all. He said the nation that will not hearken to that light, when he brings it again, that nation shall perish. Why? So his people without distraction can be returned unto him. And the scripture says he's going to gather his people from the midst of all the nations. Restore the covenant that he made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. But this time, more than what he did bringing them out of Egypt, he's going to bring them out from the midst of all the confusion of the whole world. By one spirit, he will write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people, that they do not forget. In fact, the scripture says that covenant which he will restore in the day that they shall glorify him from the west to the rising of the sun. Oh, the west still hasn't accepted that absolution, so that's latter-day prophecy. Scripture says, in that day his covenant shall not depart out of your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants henceforth even forever. It says, from that day forth, when he cast out the cloud of wickedness, sin, misallegiance is like a thick mist, that his people shall again be one. He says, so henceforth, forget me not. He says, unto the forsworn, my brothers and sisters, in that day. I said, in that day. He said he would write, describe, teach his laws upon the mind's heart, not leaving you the subject of those who speak and understand not. He said in that day, my brothers and sisters, he would write, describe, teach his laws. The one order that the whole world must conform to unto peace. The one rule that is his law, and everything else will be counted injustice and always has been by him. He said he will write, describe, teach his laws. No more misadministration. No more bondage to false prophets. No more bondage to a multitude of the denominations that cause debate and doubt and can never be faith in the will of one and can never be unto an absolute. He said he will write, describe, teach his laws upon the minds and hearts. And those, my brothers and sisters, who hearken to him in that day, he said, they shall be his people. I didn't say subject to a multitude of illusions. I didn't say a multitude of veiled visions. I didn't say a multitude of worldly divide and conquer tactics that men put under glorified titles. In that day, my brothers and sisters, it will be as Messiah said, unto him and his name alone will men make mention of his name. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says in Yohanan 14 that he speaks a testimony that the worldly, those who care not to see an absolute, said they will not receive. They will not receive that testimony under absolution, my brothers and sisters. They will not be found worthy of the holy name. In fact, the Scripture said the one called the Kurdee, the angel from the rising sun, means king of the east, in Revelation 7:2, he has the seal of confirmation. Shall men resist that title? Resist that one who comes with the confirmation, and expect to be confirmed, expect to be preserved? Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, when he comes, in that day you will know that he is with the Father and the Father is with him. And he petitioned, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, in Yohanan 17, he makes no request to those who refuse to accept Yah as one. He makes no request for the worldly, but those whom Yah has given him, who accept, I didn't say part of, for the fullness of his word. You think he calls his word a piece and part of it? That is, let a law be broken? Think again. He said, he made no request for the worldly. Those can be satisfied, and let's just say less than curious souls. You need to understand what that word means too. Makes no request for the worldly. Those who are neither cold nor hot. He said he spewed them out of his mouth. Hear my brothers and sisters. He petitioned the Most High that as he is with the Father and the Father is with him, his people might be one, he said, with us. Well, my brothers and sisters, who told you that the Son has divorced himself from the law of his Father that men might be healed? Then the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear that the name, at the name of Yeshua. How about the title that Yeshua bears? The sovereignty that he bears. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to the glory even to the righteousness, the invariant word of Yah, his Father. Isn't it time we understand these things clearly? I say, yes, it is. I can say, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago when Messiah came, it was a restoration. Rome, Greece, had, my brothers and sisters, slaughtered the priests of Israel. On many occasions, my brothers and sisters, Greece sought to take control of the temple, that all their heathen practices be performed in it, forbidding Israel even to perform the rites of the covenant in the temple at Jerusalem. They slaughtered the priests who turned around and said they had no king but Caesar because they were appointed by Rome. Don't you know there was a need for a restoration? 2,600 years ago, Israel had been in Babylon. You think there was no need for a restoration? All prophecies concerning Messiah's appearance say, in fact, that he comes at a time, my brothers and sisters, when Most High looked and he saw none righteous, no, not one. Shall man then call themselves still yet righteous and acceptable when they are not prepared to receive him who restored righteousness, who through whom righteousness shall be revealed? As Isaiah 56 says, all nations, yes, those who take hold of his Shabbat. What is his Shabbat? The time in which he is consecrated as a memorial to the remembrance of all his will, even unto all generations. He said, those, even the son of the stranger, the Gentiles, take hold of his Shabbat, do the things that please him, take hold of his covenant. Covenant, he said, he makes them even too. A people having a name as great as sons and daughters. You can't call them by different names, my brothers and sisters. They are all, my brothers and sisters, must be true to the will of one. And nothing else is salvation. But he says his house should be a house of praise for all peoples. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who look forward to that one high righteousness revealed that my brothers and sisters declared from the beginning, men must again remember. Like I said, each time Messiah appears, there's been a restoration. 2,600 years ago, it was a restoration, bringing people out of Babylon. 2,000 years ago, it was causing people to wake up and realize, even if they didn't among the Gentiles, and certainly Israel already knew, that they could not walk after the intrusions of the Gentiles and the principalities and powers and still be found righteous. 2 Thessalonians makes this plain. Colossians, he said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world. Besides, they go forth and baptize and purge the nations, meaning that the stasis of the nations was unclean before his conscience. Brothers and sisters, what is being abolished when the scripture says, I beseech you by the mercy, by the grace, it's the same word of our Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yah. Here, my brothers and sisters, laying that the grace, the gift of the Most High is the knowledge of his will, that we all might be perfected as one understanding. For the only offering the Most High will accept of this world is peace. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who seek the common knowledge of what is that peace, what is that perfect covenant, will inherit the heavenly kingdom that should be established upon this earth. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand what the scriptures mean when it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a movie that's out right now. I haven't seen it yet, but it's one of the captions caught my attention. They spoke about ideas, speaking of Messiah. And he spoke about how, or what was the opinion of the people. Rome said it was their empire. But my brothers and sisters, from on high, we understand that the earth belonged to Yah, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The title, the caption, was Their Empire, His Kingdom. What the scriptures say concerning him? Why it is that they sought to persecute him because he said he was a king? He said, yes, I am a king. Yes, even the Kurdi, for this was I born. Blessed as they will understand. What the scriptures say concerning Messiah? What was it about his authority, his name? The scripture says you'd be hated by his name, hated for his name, for his title, because of his authority by all nations. Scripture says, one will come forth according to Psalm 2, saying, the Most High has spoken to me and said, today you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I will give you the heathen, all the nations for your inheritance. You will smite them like, He said you will rule them with a rod of iron, a strict and absolute rule, no indecision. You will break them in pieces, those who resist, like the breaking of a potter's vessel. So it says, be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Oh, the kings are too proud to listen, they need to be instructed. They still have to this very day. They've taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, and that's why the world today is still raging like, none discerning what is wise, but all imagine insane, unsound, and vain things. So be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and His wrath be kindled but a little. My brothers and sisters, you think the rulers of the earth, the pagan rulers of the earth of Rome, liked the idea about being told that their dominion was going to be overruled by a greater rule? And they lied and told folks that the Most High got rid of His rule, His law, as a gift from the Most High, that men walk by default after whose foolishness? If you're not under divine law, whose law are you under? Did I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the Greek word for law, they use the same word for all every nation's political, social, and pseudo-religious rule? All the pantheon of all them, multitude of diverse gods, they use that word law unto the defense of all these misopinions and misimaginations. And they use the same word nomos to talk about divine law. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, you shouldn't have all these other false gods. How could you say these laws are the same? How could you say, my brothers and sisters, that the unrighteousness of man equates to the righteousness of Yah? How could you say, my brothers and sisters, you can use this word law and men are to convert, but you say it's divine law that's put aside? That insanity, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed has not been after the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what spirit, my brothers and sisters, have so many among the churches believed such an illusion that simply cannot be? Isn't it time we understand better? I'm looking at my time. I got so much to talk about tonight. Got about, 15 minutes left? Heaven help us. Pray that my brothers and sisters, get the opportunity to speak about so many of these things that still need to be spoken. Still need to be spoken about. Because the prophecy says the last day the Messiah comes. The scripture says, and according to Isaiah 11, relating to 2 Thessalonians 2, relating Isaiah 11, particularly 10 through 12, the Messiah comes a second time to do what He did before, and that's to gather His people out of Babylon. But if you read the scriptures closely, Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, reading again, Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, reading again, Hosea 11, 5 through 12, it talks about bringing His people out of an Egypt and a Babylon that is to the west this time, exposing a city of confusion that's in the most confused nation on earth. Why didn't they tell you about Isaiah 19, 18 through 25? Why didn't they tell you about Isaiah 24, 10 through 16? Why didn't they tell you about Isaiah 25, 1 through 3? Why didn't they tell you about Revelation 16, 12 through 21? Why didn't they tell you about Isaiah 66, 1 through 6? Why didn't they tell you about Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19? Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, about Hosea 11, 5 through 12? Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, how Revelation 6, 12 through 17, all these scriptures talk about a city, the Most High said, from which Messiah shall emerge victorious and rebuking all the confusions of the world, so that city is an echo of all the confusions of the world. And I've only told you a few of these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Zephaniah 3 makes it also quite plain. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand that if the world has ignored these things, they must be remembered. Or else dare men say that the words of all the prophets were lies? Or shall you swear that the prophets of old were lies that you might be approved in the company of the prophets? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the early church gave them their lives for the faith of Him who they knew would come to restore all the words spoken by all the prophets in perfect context. The faith was called Kurdishanya. It was not called Christianity. And if they taught you a Christ that has sanctioned all the diverse misrules and misruling standards of the nation, they taught you a false Messiah, because it cannot be possible that men can be delivered from all these contradictions by a mass of contradictions. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, they changed the title from the Kurdi to the Christ in an effort, my brothers and sisters, to cause men to worship an unholy testimony, an unholy spirit. Hey, like I said, my brothers and sisters, people of the Most High scattered into all nations under a multitude of diverse caring kings and kingdoms that were contentious one against another. The one, my brothers and sisters, that they spoke of saying his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, his kingdom cannot be divided after the first standards of men. I don't care how many popes come up and crown how many kings. All these, my brothers and sisters, are an illusion. You really think, my brothers and sisters, that a pope can come up and crown a bunch of different kings and come in warring nations and the people are delivered while they contend against one another, while they all claim to be true to Yah? People arguing amongst one another with regard to doctrine and saying nobody's arguing with Yah and they all agree with him? Please, my brothers and sisters, it's time we reason. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand that nothing else but reason is going to count one word that will be called among those who will be called kings and priests, the counselors of the Most High, that men might be governed in righteousness who will reason. Think about it. Most High never said those who would not reason would enter his kingdom, and it makes no sense that they could ever be worthy. If a love of the truth cannot govern your soul, my brothers and sisters, you have not love enough for Yah. And the scripture said those who love him should be those who love him, the scripture said, shall be delivered. But those who despise his righteousness, the scripture shall be damned. It says they shall be damned. What is the condemnation of the world? Men have loved darkness more than light. How about they didn't love the light of truth enough? Please, my brothers and sisters, understand. We are told that we must seek the perfect will of Yah, that we stand against every wile of all the deviants. How many have understood how much men have need to be restored to a truth so long by so many forgotten? Think about it. Messiah said, if you love me, if you have gratitude unto me, yes, gratitude for what? Bringing about a restoration that was utmost necessary. He said you would keep, preserve, and defend the word of that restoration, his commandments, his commandments. If men have not done this, my brothers and sisters, men have fallen right back into the trap that was before. And my brothers and sisters, even worse, because now they caught all the entrapments of man by the name of the Most High. But the scripture says he will not count blameless the men who do this, who swear by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, who swear by his name after a multitude of countermanding vanities, to cause men to sit still and never be converted, taking counsel but not from Yah, still remaining then in Egypt. And it's to the scripture says to your confusion, not to your salvation. Read Isaiah 30. But the truth was lost from generation to generation, my brothers and sisters. If the truth were lost from generation to generation, then there was no need to restore it. Why did he say he sent his spirit to bring all things to remembrance? Do you think it makes no difference? Shall we not have the same conscience as the faithful fathers and be called their children? The people say the dreams and aspirations of their ancient fathers makes no difference. And whose children are we? If we say that the dreams and the aspirations of the ancient fathers who believe the Father, the Most High, if we say that their dreams and aspirations under one truth, beyond all the nations, we say it's not important. Whose children are we? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's not a lot of time tonight. And I've only really, believe it or not, gotten to the second point. Woo-wee. Amongst all the things that I've written. I got to hear down here about what? How many pages? At least three. My goodness. A while back, my brother says, a few years ago now, maybe a good decade. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we had a visitation. Many saints of old, in the scriptures in the book of Enoch, said there would be a time when all the saints of old would petition before the Most High, petitioning that there be no more patience on the part of the Most High for the world that has refused to hear the truth or is so blinded by so many lies that men are predisposed against believing the truth. And scripture says they would bless and glorify the Most High because the Most High, did you hear my brothers and sisters, hearing their petitions, would have no more patience and that he would begin to bring forth what is necessary for the awakening. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we had a visitation by many of these saints of old. A lot I could tell you about that, but all I could tell you is when they spoke to us, and the first thing I remember telling them, well, go forth and speak to the rest of your children wherever they are scattered. I tried to meditate and hold on to, because actually it was almost like there was a cord, a tether between myself, my mind, and all of them, wherever they went. There was many of them. I said, go across the earth and speak to your people. And I tried to hold on to it as long as I could till I finally fell asleep. Hours later, my brothers and sisters, they came back. The words of what are these? What kind of children are these? Don't they know they are our children? My brothers and sisters, every allegiance the men have given themselves over to, short of what is divine will and purpose, is allegiance to something other than the holy name and some allegiance to something other than Yah. Whose children, my brothers and sisters, have we become if our allegiance is not unto the full restoration and the full conversion, unto the fullness of what is the divine struggle they call the gospel, unto the conversions of the nations, if we are willing to accept a multitude of pluralist ideals as if they were called Israel? I hear a lot of people call themselves Hebrew Israelites, and for all their divisions among them, they dare to somehow say the Most High is pleased simply because they realized that the Hebrews were black folks. You better think again. I'm not saying they weren't people of color. What I am saying, my brothers and sisters, the children of Yah, the scripture says, will speak no lies. Nobody's false doctrine. Nobody's shallow-minded doctrine. Zephaniah 3:13 said, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no inequity, no injustice. They will trust indeed in them what is the law of the Most High, and there will be none in the midst of us to dissuade them. I see a lot of dissuasion in the midst, my brothers and sisters. I see a lot of false persuasion. I see a lot of curses against the truth of the gospel in the midst of a people that weren't calling themselves Israel today. You think with this the Most High is pleased? I tell you, think again. The present blindness and forgetfulness that we see in the world today is the inheritance of this wayward age. After the schemes of so much injustice, after the days of Roman intrusion, corruption, and persecution occurred, well, really, my brothers and sisters, from Hellenist times, from the time of Alexander against the faith, to Rome's destruction of Jerusalem, and the scripture says after centuries, really what happened in the first three centuries was many times of murderous persecution. Millions murdered, my brothers and sisters, because I'm going to tell you right now, they held all prophecies in the very name of the ancient faith, saying they look for the return of the one called the King of the East, before whom all the rivers will be dried up, all the nations and their rulers proven foolish. The men look beyond the constraints of men, discern the righteousness of Yah. The expectation of the one Messiah said he is, when he said he is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. That faith, that expectation beyond all the rulers is what the rulers, despising the saints and despising the truth of the gospel. Well, listen to what I'm saying to you. They despise him. The Messiah said you'd be hated by all nations for the sake of his name, his sovereignty, his authority. Don't you know they perverted your concept of who he is? Saying they got rid of what? Divine law? That all the diversities of man be called peace and salvation? Think again. They taught you a false Messiah. And a Messiah that they taught you, my brothers and sisters, that would deny the Savior that all the prophets speaking after his word spoke of, my brothers and sisters, that falsehood, that false prophet created by Rome that they entitled a Christ who is not the Kurdi, not the Shiloh, not the Son of Righteousness. Here, my brothers and sisters, was a counterfeit that have kept many people blinded under the bondage of a multitude of diverse kings, none of which desired to see the return of the King of the Kings. In fact, Isaiah 49 says this is the one that would return, declaring that all nations must hearken to him if there is going to be peace. Yes, they must hearken to him if there is going to be peace. Saying, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. The shadow of his hand has concealed me, made my mouth like a sharp sword to reveal his glory, even to bring Israel back to him, even to be his salvation to the ends of the earth. Scripture says, that one comes, my brothers and sisters, and the kings have despised him. What made you think that they taught and made legal in their various nations, or allowed to be called legal in their various nations, the truth of his word? Shall we call the prophets of old, my brothers and sisters, liars, saying that this rebellion against the truth has not occurred in a contentious world, that we hold on to our pride and not look foolish before men? Brothers and sisters, a whole lot of folks are going to look foolish before men and Yah before it's all said and done. If they're not willing to accept these words I'm talking to you about now. I know what the Most High told me my words to you are very precious, but they are only for the most humble soul. Scripture says, Messiah will come saying the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, the gospel to the meek. Those, my brothers and sisters, who are too proud to admit that they have erred will be in damnable error forever. I say again, my brothers and sisters, there was a faith that was called Kurdishanya, the expectation of the one who would prove all the kings of the world be one. That was the expectation of the early saints. The white horse rider we talk about in Revelation 6. Red horse rider, my brothers and sisters, is the one who takes away the peace. What do you think the white horse rider is? But the one who brings the peace by consecrating the world unto one. He is the one having a bow and a crown. Revelation 19 says he has a bow, a crown, a sword. Please read, my brothers and sisters, understand what it means in Isaiah 41, or Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4. Talking about the righteous one before whom the Most High makes the nations and kings dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, calling the nations as if they were dropping a bucket, as if they're worthless because
90 seconds.
The doctrines and the foundations they have held have been less than in all things unto Yah fruitive. Revelation, my brothers and sisters, 19 agrees with Isaiah 49. Scripture says, he made my mouth like a sharp sword and made me a chosen arrow. That word for arrow is bowman. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, who this scripture is speaking of. It is certainly speaking of the Messiah. It is at hand. We must understand the Messiah gave his light that men might see the light of life. That the eyes of men be opened, that the hardened hearts be softened to receive the truth. But Scripture says the Messiah appears, every eye shall see him, and all the nations of the earth shall mourn, even as they mourn for a firstborn son. Why? Men shall discern that him whom they have rejected is the Prince of Glory. They didn't tell you all the story, my brothers and sisters. They told you a pack of lies. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against the greater dimension of truth. No one can deny him who has the seal of confirmation, my brothers and sisters, and be confirmed. Dare men deny the preciousness of the blood of those who gave their lives that this testimony of Kurdishanya be preserved, expect to be participant with him? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been the enemy. I've covered the remembrance ministries. To his might, to his honor, to his praise, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all for listening.
You got